The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After leaving the mountain, Jesus and his disciples made their way through Galilee. And he did not want anyone to know, because he was instructing his disciples. He was telling them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men. They will put him to death. And 3 days after he has been put to death, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he said and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" They said nothing, because they had been arguing which of them was the greatest. So he sat down, called the 12 to him, and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must first make himself last of all and servant of all." He then took a little child, set him in front of them, put his arms round him, and said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Of the four evangelists, Mark is the least flattering when it comes to describing the behavior of Jesus' closest circle of disciples, the 12 apostles. In the Gospel passage we heard, Jesus told his disciples that he was to be forcibly taken from them and be put to death and rise again. Mark also tells us that they did not understand what Jesus meant when he said this and were afraid to ask him. Afraid to ask him? Why be afraid to ask him? Possibly because they did not want to face the fact that the course of the life of the man they were following and whose teaching they found attractive, as well as being drawn by his miracles, would take a very painful turn and become violent and bloody. This didn't seem very appealing to them, and therefore not something they really wanted to know about, not something they really wanted to deal with. They wanted to be part of a success story, not as they then saw it, a venture that would end in failure. As they didn't want to ask the questions, they didn't get to understand either what Jesus meant by rising from the dead. Discipleship can be painful, and they weren't prepared to deal with it. They didn't want to know. But Jesus, as ever, shows remarkable patience with his disciples. For in the same passage we learn that no sooner does Jesus share with his disciples the fate that will await him in Jerusalem, they are having a discussion among themselves as to who was the greatest among them. They were more interested about their own ambition for status within their own circle than about the Lord, his gospel, and his teachings. This particular ambition was motivated by pride and worldly power, which governed their thoughts and actions at that time. The letter of James picks this up, as we have heard. He observes that such ambition is destructive for the community, as it can lead to jealousy and disharmony and discord within the community. That is not the way, the path that Jesus wants us to tread. It is not the way of the follower of Jesus, who is the peacemaker. To illustrate the point, Jesus takes and embraces a child in front of his disciples and says that anyone who welcomes the child welcomes him. Now we might think that Jesus is referring to the innocence of the child. But it's not as simple as that. In Jesus' time, a child would symbolize not so much innocence or untaintedness as to a lack of social status and legal rights. In the society in which Jesus lived, a child was a non-person who was totally dependent on others for their nurture and protection. An adult would not gain anything, either materially or socially, from kindness to a child. So when Jesus embraces the child in front of his disciples, he displays his acceptance of the child as worthy of respect, dignity, and care. Jesus does not want his disciples to be preoccupied with self-concern, but to have respect for the dignity and care of others, and to be of service to others. In our own society, we have those who are treated as non-persons too, as outcasts, the kind of people many will have nothing to do with. In Jesus' days, these would be the lepers, tax collectors, prostitutes, and such like. By his life and teaching, and especially by the respect for the dignity, value, and esteem the Lord showed to those he encountered in his public ministry, we are shown the way of humble service to others, regardless of their social status.